emails, Burisma advisor told Hunter Biden his ultimate purpose was to close down investigations. By Joel B. Polak on October 16, 2020. An advisor to the Ukrainian energy company Burisma suggested in an email in 2015 that Hunter Biden was expected to provide deliverables for the company, including the ultimate purpose of stopping cases/pursuits into the company's founder. The email, contained in a batch published by Ken LaCorte at the Media Action Network, is reportedly from the same laptop that the New York Post claims is the source for a recent series of articles about Hunter Biden's business dealings. The authenticity of the emails has not been verified. The batch includes an email in November 2015 from Burisma advisor Vadim Pasherskyy to Hunter Biden's business partners, on which Hunter Biden was seized, outlining a set of deliverables. The emails make clear that Biden and his partners were expected to arrange meetings with U.S. and Ukrainian officials with the goal of improving Nikolai's case and his situation in Ukraine. Nikolai appears to refer to Burisma founder Mykola Slachevsky, according to the Post. Pasherskyy wrote that the list of deliverables included the ultimate purpose of stopping cases/pursuits against Nikolai. My only concern is focus to be on the same page re our final goals. With this in mind, I would like to formulate a list of deliverables, including, but not limited to, a concrete course of actions, Uncle. Meetings/communications resulting in high-ranking U.S. officials in Ukraine. U.S. ambassador, and in U.S. publicly or in private communication/comment expressing their positive opinion in support of Nikolai/Burisma to the highest level of decision-makers here in Ukraine. President of Ukraine, President Chief of Staff, Prosecutor General, etc. The scope of work should also include organization of a visit of widely recognized and influential current and or former U.S. policymakers to Ukraine in November, aiming to conduct meetings with and bring positive signal/message and support on Nikolai's issue to the Ukrainian top officials above, with the ultimate purpose to close down for any cases/pursuits against Nikolai in Ukraine. Other emails in the trove show a keen awareness of Hunter Biden's relationship to his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, who was leading U.S. diplomacy with regard to Ukraine. In May 2014, Pasherskyy wrote to Hunter Biden and Archer explaining that Burisma was under pressure from the Ukrainian government. He claimed that government officials, seeking cash, had decided to pressure the company by launching investigations that could result in the company losing its energy licenses or its business partners. He added, "We urgently need your advice on how you could use your influence to convey a message, signal, etc. to stop what we consider to be politically motivated actions." Another May 2014 email from Heather King, a partner at the Boies, Schiller & Flexner law firm, to Pasherskyy, on which Hunter Biden and Archer were seized, proposed creating a bulletproof vest for Burisma, including relationships with U.S. government officials. Another email, dated May 13, 2014, reported that Vice President Biden's counsel called Hunter Biden's business partners to ask that they tell Burisma to take down a photograph of Devin Hunter and Joe Biden that appeared on Burisma's website. That was the same day reporters asked the White House and State Department about Hunter Biden's relationship with Burisma. Joe Biden has claimed that he was not informed about potential conflicts of interest posed by his son's work for Burisma. In 2018, former Vice President Joe Biden boasted that he had threatened Ukraine with a loss of $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees in the middle of a war with Russia if the country did not fire its top prosecutor, which it then did. Former Vice President Biden has also denied having anything to do with his son's overseas business interests, but the Post revealed that Hunter Biden had arranged a meeting between his father and Pasherskyy in 2015. Breitbart News reached out to Pasherskyy for comment via email, but received no response. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.